John O'Connor performing Beethoven, the pianist, with the piano sonata number 6 and the presto, and you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. It's Mark Wigmore with you at the bottom of the clock, and our look to the arts here on a Thursday afternoon. After more than 18 months of shuttered theater, the Canadian Opera Company has announced a fully digital and free fall stage for its season like no other. Opera lovers will have access to monthly performances recorded on stage at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Toronto. The new season will see productions of Puccini's Gianneschichi, a new commission titled In Winter, a special evening with baritone Russell Braun and soprano Tamara Wilson, Juno winners O Can later this fall, and in December, a co-pro with Against the Grain Theatre, Mozart's Requiem. Joining us this afternoon with that full preview, a man no stranger to Canadian opera lovers, COC music director Johannes de Vos. Johannes, great to be with you once again.
Hello, Mark. It's wonderful to be on your show.
You must be happy to know where the COC is headed for the rest of 2021, and certainly to be back in the Four Seasons.
Indeed, it was a long time, too long to be what I used to say, to be on the dry dock.
Yeah,
it's a great relief for all of us to see some light at the end of this tunnel and to come back into action, to turn on our engines again. I think we're all extremely excited and elated by the fact that we can restart.
We want to give people all the details on how they can take part as we get a little further into our conversation here. But let's talk about the programming. Puccini, Mozart, a night with two very famous vocal stars, which you're going to be a big part of, a concert inspired by indigenous history, and another delving into the jazz world and the Latin jazz world to some degree. You folks really weren't kidding. This is a season like no other.
Indeed. It's a bit like the old saying goes, don't waste a good crisis. Never waste a good crisis.
Sure.
And in that respect, we took maybe advantage of the fact that we can't provide a full normal season. And therefore, we thought we have the opportunity here to explore new paths, different paths. We want to show the wide range of possibilities there are. We wanted to include other voices, other storytellers.
It's something, too, that, you know, I think we talk about in theory quite often. But this here, like you say, with a crisis, suddenly a real opportunity to sort of dip your toe in a couple of different bodies of water.
Yes, absolutely. I think it will be also for our audiences a very interesting and intriguing mix of different things. There will be programs that feature opera, that feature operatic highlights, that feature opera stars, if you wish, great singing, sort of the vocal aspect of it, the drama that in opera arises through the expression of those amazing voices. And of course, it will feature our orchestra, our chorus. So all forces are involved and are coming together for these occasions. And yes, we also are looking into other areas, like the program that we will be streaming for the holiday season that will feature as the centerpiece a new composition by Ian Cuisson, which I'm very, very excited about. Ian wrote a piece for chorus, orchestra, and soloist based on beautiful poetry by a Métis writer. Her name is Katharina Vermette. This will be combined with some more sort of traditional seasonal songbook favorites and other works that might reflect on that specific time of the year, the winter time. The Requiem, the Mozart Requiem project is also, I think, something a bit more out of the box, very special, together with Joel Ivany and Against the Grain Theatre, a project that reflects on the times we're living in, and in particular, of course, the worldwide health crisis we are dealing with. And we are kind of confronted every day with numbers, statistics, and graphs, and all of that. And we might forget a bit about the personal aspects of it. We wanted to create something that that reflects on the personal loss, on the difficulties that we all are sharing during these times. And maybe we can offer something that gives us a moment of reflection as well as sort of a moment of healing.
And Joel, no stranger to putting opera on film, of course, working on Savitri recently and working with Handel last year. So he's a great man to work with right now. By the way, if you're just joining us, our very special guest this afternoon is Johannes de Bus, the longtime music director with the Canadian Opera Company. The season like no other from the COC launches later this month with Russell Braun and Tamara Wilson. And Johannes, I know you're intimately involved with that opening performance, September 25th.
That's right. We're going to record and film, so to speak, on Friday and Saturday. So this will be very, very exciting. It will be the first time, imagine, after 9 months that we are back together, the orchestra and myself. Our last outing, so to speak, was in December 2020 when we played at Colonel Hall. It might be an overwhelming experience to sit there or stand there.
Again. And you're helping to pick the repertoire?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I, together with our soloists, with Tammy and Russell, we discussed the possibilities of this program, and I think it will be a great start. The great repertoire, mainly 19th century, with the culmination at the end of Wagner's Liebestod from Tristan, and this will be actually Tammy's very first Liebestod with orchestra. So that's another element of excitement in here. It will be a program just with the right gusto and operatic feel to restart. Let's say with the right operatic grandeur.
I absolutely agree. Yes, it feels like you're going all-star to start off the program and then to Puccini a little later. We had your new general director with us last year, Perrin Leach, and I know he hoped this would be a time where we could look forward to actual live audiences at the Four Seasons. Some institutions, of course, are going forward with this model. We've now got certainly this talk of this passport just over the last 24 hours. Tell us why the COC decided that this was the best route, at least until 2022.
So as you know, opera is a collaborative art form, and it includes a lot more people, I would say, than on a concert stage, for example.
Different than a quartet,
You have a chorus, you have soloists, an orchestra. If you want to present a full opera, you would love to present that, of course, in a staged form. That means there's interaction involved. So there are a number of COVID unsafe obstacles, maybe a few more than in other art forms that we have to conquer. But I would also like to say that it, again, might be a great opportunity for us to dig into the spheres of digital creation and especially distribution so that we have something to offer that puts the company, which is called the Canadian Opera Company, on the map, and every Canadian, and not only Canadians, but also everyone around this globe, can have access to our offerings. That's an exciting bonus, so to speak. And in the meantime, we take every step carefully to prepare for a winter season where we can open our doors again for the public.
Let's talk about that very briefly. I just do want to ask about that. We haven't heard about 2022 plans with this announcement. You just alluded to it a little. Is that the idea, is that you are hoping to have in-person events by sometime next year?
That is the idea, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Everyone, I think, understands, and I'm an advocate for that. A performance, in a way, is only complete if there is an audience, because the model is that there's someone sending out something and there has to be someone who receives that.
Right.
For us performing artists, I think it is essential to experience this model again at some point, and the sooner the better. But of course, we also have to be mindful about the health and safety of everyone.
We should let you know about the COC digital membership. If you're already a subscriber or a supporter, you are already signed up. But if not, you can gain access to all the concerts, the backstage stories, priority tickets for in-person events when they do resume. Here is the website, the web address you'll want to take down so you can sign up. Essentially gives you free to all the performances happening this fall and winter. coc.ca/stream is the place to sign up. coc.ca/watch to catch these concerts through December. So we certainly implore you to sign up, be a part of this community so that you can enjoy what's happening not only this fall and winter, but into next season. The free concert series featuring short digital performances will also begin in October, City Sessions. So we'll look for those as well. And Johannes, like you say, it's its own little crisis here going into the new year, but certainly an opportunity to put a fresh stamp on what the COC does.
I couldn't agree more.
Johannes Debos, music director with the Canadian Opera Company. A pleasure to have you with us today, and really all the best.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. It's Russell Braun here, the baritone. He'll be in performance with soprano Tamara Wilson on September 25th alongside the maestro, Johannes Debos. Let's listen.